too often we let what happens to us externally dictate how we feel internally. And I no longer do that between the daily practice with the gratitude app, the appreciation breaks, writing gratitude notes, and then the tattoo. And that's a funny story, but I'm reminded now every day to be grateful for everything. And what I found is the most interesting thing is I realized the power to change my life, the power to change my thoughts, the power to change the way that I'm feeling at any given moment is inside me. It doesn't matter what happens externally. A business can grow, a business cannot grow. We can add a new client or lose a client. You know, I could have lots of problems or no problems and everything could be working. But it doesn't matter anymore. Like what happens externally doesn't matter. My power to change my thoughts and my emotions are on the inside of me. And that's a beautiful thing.
Welcome to the Gratitude Podcast on www.georgeandbenta.com, where you'll hear a new story each week that will inspire more gratitude in your own life. Our mission is to inspire 100,000 people to discover how to feel gratitude and live a happy life through the amazing life stories of our successful guests and their actionable tips. And now, the host of our podcast, George and Benta.
Hi, Gratitude Seeker. Welcome to a new special episode of the Gratitude Podcast. Today, we're going to honor Terry Maxwell. Terry is a speaker, an author, and a serial entrepreneur geek who considers building businesses better than a party. Her love for business is matched only by her passion for life.
Well, thanks so much for having me here. I'm a serial entrepreneur and I sold my business in 2008 and I was tired of just building businesses to make money. And I started on this journey to be purposeful and I set up a purposeful incubator. It's kind of like a purposeful shark tank. It's called Share on Purpose. And the idea behind it was that I was going to launch and invest in purposeful ideas. And that began the journey that created this portfolio of purposeful concepts where we're constantly giving back. And the giving back is either investing in new ideas or creating companies that make the world better in some day. And as a part of that, gratitude became both a way to appreciate the journey that I was on, and also this process of giving back, creating more gratitude, and then that more gratitude creates more abundance, and then that allows me to give back even more. So it's this amazing journey that I've been on for the last 10 years.
Wow, that's amazing. And I think you're doing something that's very useful for us to know. Like, I'm really curious, how have you incorporated gratitude in your business?
Well, you know, you can't do anything on purpose, meaning kind of like purpose to me just means two things. It means being intentional, but it also means kind of aligning with what your higher self is really called to do. And when I started down the journey, I didn't really understand. I just knew I was supposed to get on this path. And I didn't really understand what the path really meant. I was abundant and I just wanted to give back. And then I went through the ups and downs that you go through when you're starting a business of any kind. And this business wasn't any easier than any other that I started. And it really brought me back to why am I really doing this? And what I'm really doing this for is because I want to give back. And so it became less about the business and more about alignment to the better parts of myself. And then the gratitude aspect first was a natural extension of that. And then it became a daily practice. And by daily practice, I start every day with the Gratitude 365 app. The first thing that I do is I grab my phone, I go into that app, and I follow the prompts and play all of the really cool things that are in that app. But then I also have scheduled a daily appreciation break. And for 30 minutes every day, I stop, I turn off my computer, and I appreciate people and customers and connections, and I write notes and send text messages for that 30 minutes where my only focus is just gratitude and appreciation. So it really has become this beautiful cycle of giving gratitude and then receiving things to be grateful for.
This is amazing. I love this idea of taking time in the day to do this practice. And I'm really curious, how do you see the situations at work after this 30 minutes break? I'm really curious how you feel it's impacting what you're doing there.
Oh, that's a great question. So when I started this really cool thing, Share on Purpose and Succeed on Purpose, I, of course, having been a serial entrepreneur, thought it would be easy and I have it all figured out. And I quickly discovered that that was not true. And I got lost in the business, which I think a lot of entrepreneurs do. And I wasn't taking the time to appreciate the journey. And things weren't working out the way that I thought that they would. And I was reminded, one of my mentors is Wayne Dyer, and I was reminded in working with him one day that, you know, you really do get what you focus on. So I said, okay, let me just start focus on what is working. Let's not focus on all the things that are not. Let me just start focusing on what is working. And so I'd get up in the morning, I'd make a list of what is working. And that helped. Like, immediately I saw things turn around. And then I thought, okay, well, if that worked, what if I stopped in the middle of the day and I just scheduled 30 minutes every day to appreciate what is working and the people in my life and the clients and whatnot. And so that began the process. And what I quickly saw is every time that I stop and I'm grateful, whether it's in the morning when I do that exercise on the 365 app or I do it at that 30-minute break, I feel better. And shortly thereafter, things are always better.
This is brilliant. I love how you got to the idea of doing this. And I love the fact that that you're keeping with this habit and you're seeing the benefits. And I feel like it's exactly what I'm trying many times to get to our listeners, like the idea of how things can change with this focus, with this change of focus, and by giving a little bit of time to seeing, to focusing, to being aware of the things that work and how much that can impact the rest of the day. I think that's beautiful. And I'm really so grateful right now that you mentioned this and that you have this as a habit. And I love the fact that you mentioned how you got to do this, because it's actually a great way for our listeners to think as well, like how they can implement this habit of gratitude in a way that works for them. And whenever they see results, to give it more time. And I also love something else that you said, the fact that you asked why you're doing what you're doing, and you've created a work environment in which you gave yourself the time for this practice. And mm-hmm. I think that's beautiful, and it's so important, and I think it's so empowering. How did things change, like in general, when you made the decision to go on with this habit, and also to change things in general, not just this gratitude habit, but to focus more on why you're actually doing what you're doing and to put yourself first somehow?
Yeah, that's also a great question. I think too often we let what happens to us externally dictate how we feel internally. And I no longer do that between the daily practice with the gratitude app, the appreciation breaks, writing gratitude notes, and then the tattoo. And that's a funny story. But, you know, I'm reminded now every day to be grateful for everything. And what I found is the most interesting thing is I realized the power to change my life, the power to change my thoughts, the power to change the way that I'm feeling at any given moment is inside me. It doesn't matter what happens externally. A business can grow, a business cannot grow. We can add a new client or lose a client. You know, I could have lots of problems or no problems and everything could be working. But it doesn't matter anymore. Like, what happens externally doesn't matter. My power to change my thoughts and my emotions are on the inside of me. And that's a beautiful thing.
Wow, I resonate 100% with this. And I'm so excited that it's like, I feel exactly the same way. And it's one of the reasons why this podcast exists, because no matter the highs and the lows, and especially as an entrepreneur, you have highs and lows that are bigger than the usual people. Like, when the high is high, is very high, and when the low is low, it can be very low. And having this kind of possibility to get your power back and to have something constant that's good, that's positive, and that gives you your power back from the outside is amazing. And I loved how you put it into words, and it's really beautiful. So if you now, one thing that I almost forgot, tell us the story about the tattoo, please.
Yeah, well, so, you know, with all of this change that had happened in my life in the last couple of years, last year, 2018, you know, things were working. They were amazing. 2016, 2017, we were growing like crazy. Everything was great. And then my largest business, what happens when a business gets to $1 million in revenue, we turn it over to our employees and let our employees run it. It's this beautiful thing where they get to learn how to run businesses for us, and then they get to be executives in those businesses. It's a great concept, but I let go of our largest business too soon and let him go. And then I went on to start the next business thinking everything was great. And in 2018, that business came crumbling down, just like boom, 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 everything started going wrong. And I was like, how did this happen? You know, I meant to do the right thing, and I was trying to give these folks an opportunity, and, you know, and what was I thinking? And, you know, I got off track, and I, you know, said, you know, I started getting down and kind of like, because I was trying to do the right thing, you know, by letting them run this business. And sometimes, you know, we do the right thing for the right reasons, but it doesn't always work out. And I found that that was harder for me. Like, I wasn't being selfish. I was truly, you know, letting go and letting them do their thing. And again, trying to do the right thing for the right reasons, but it still didn't work. And that really affected me. And so the first 4 months of 2018, maybe even 6 months, I was just grumpy and cranky, and I was trying to do the gratitude practices, but even that wasn't working. And I knew that I needed to kind of take the game to another level. And so I just started making a list of all of the things that had happened that were good from all of the horrible things that had gone wrong in 2018. And I started looking for the positive aspects in this largest business cratering. Again, for the right reasons. It wasn't like I ran it into the ground. I turned it over to a management team that I had personally trained, thinking that they could, you know, run that business. And so as it was failing, and then went through 6 months of just incredible failure, and then we have negative cash flow from our largest business, I started saying, you know what, there's good that's going to come out of this horrible thing. And I just started looking for the positive aspects in this failure all of last year. And all of a sudden, like, this light, not only do I have the power inside of me, which I already knew that I had, but I have the power to transform failure into amazing things. And I started really just instantly becoming grateful for the failure, which is very unique. And it became so poignant, so powerful, that I wanted a daily reminder, like, not just daily, but like an every minute reminder. And so I had gotten this fake tattoo from this really cool company called Conscious Ink. and I put it on my arm, and I was like, oh my God, that's just beautiful. And it every time I go to pay for something, every time I go to write something, every time I wave my hand, I see this grateful. And I loved it so much that I decided to make it a permanent tattoo. And so that's the story for the grateful tattoo.
This is amazing. I love it. I love it. And it's such a great idea to have a reminder. And I love the fact that you mentioned when you're using it and when you get reminded of gratitude and of feeling grateful. I think this is really awesome. And yeah, I don't have any tattoos, but I might give it a try.
Yeah, I love it. It's beautiful, and it's just an every minute reminder of no matter what happens, just be grateful for it. There's good that's going to come from it.
That's beautiful. That's beautiful. And I'm going to ask you live. Can we use the picture of the tattoo on the...
Absolutely, yeah.
Awesome, awesome. So our listeners will be able to actually see it. And I think it's really beautiful. And I think it's a great idea of a reminder. And yeah, it's lovely. So thank you so much for telling us the story and for going into so many details. And that's amazing. I really appreciate it. So next, I wanted to ask you, if you could go back in time, what would you tell your younger self about gratitude?
Yeah, you know, what's interesting about that is I grew up in a very, very poor environment. I was abused in every way possible. And we lived in a 600 square foot rotten trailer. I mean, it was just a bad experience. Oh. And ironically, two things happened to me. One is I learned very early on that I could create a new reality in my mind. And then secondly, my grandfather had this phrase that he would say, you get what you focus on. So focus only on the good. And that got me through those 17 years. But when I left home, I left home in between my junior and senior year, and I really, really struggled when I did that. I just didn't realize that that sometimes the hard things that happen are actually preparing us for the good things. And for a long time, I was sad about my childhood and a little angry about my childhood. But those 17 harsh years prepared me. They gave me resilience. They gave me an inner strength. And I think that's what led me back to gratitude. So I think it's learning to also appreciate the really tough times in our life, that it's always preparation. We're not being punished. We're simply being prepared.
I love this perspective. I love the idea of preparation and resilience and the fact that indeed, if we think back on different situations in our life when it was really, really hard, they actually made us stronger one way or another. And it made us be more capable of taking on more in life or enjoying life more. Like whenever that situation was no more, it was, we really appreciated many of the simple things that for people might have been ordinary. For us, they might have been like something extraordinary and beautiful. So yeah, I love that perspective, and I think it's very deep and powerful and very strong. I have to say this because we have the opportunity to choose whether we see ourselves mm-hmm. as victims or as victors, as people that choose to be strong even though they have faced situations that were really hard to go through. And I think this is beautiful and a beautiful message that you've sent us. And yeah, thank you so much for that.
You bet.
So what I also wanted to ask you is, what do you write in your gratitude journal? What do you write in the app? What are the things that you are grateful for?
Yeah, so it starts with the prompts. I love the prompts. And so much that's in there, I feel like I already do anyway, but it's always such a great reminder. One of the ones that was on there this week is, you know, sometimes when our phones aren't working quite right or our computer's not working right, we get frustrated, and I certainly do. Or traffic, you know, we get frustrated with that. And so the prompt was to just think about your technical devices and think about the efficiency they've brought you and the connection. And it was such a little tweak. And ironically, that day, my computer froze up and my phone wasn't working. And I really chuckled because that was the prompt that morning, was to really think about all of the efficiencies and the connections that our devices give us. And so that's why I love the app so much. Like I said, it literally, the first thing I do when my eyes come open is I grab my phone and I pull up my Gratitude 365 app and I go through the prompts. And so, and then I end the day using the what are you grateful for today. So I start every day with the app and I end every day with the app, and the prompts just really help you look at things differently.
Yeah, it's such an important part, and I think it's so funny that these things happen sometimes, and sometimes I think it's just a way of testing our resilience to what we feel, right?
Exactly.
How grateful are you really for these things? And but on the other side, one way of seeing this that I really love is understanding that, okay, in this day they froze, okay, but in the other 364 days in the year, for instance, they worked well. And it's, of course, our natural tendency is to get frustrated, but there is another part to the story, to see that most of the time, like 99%, it works. And there are pretty complicated things that are going on in the background for it to work. So yeah, it's always great to be grateful for that.
Exactly. And I think we forget that, you know, we're so accustomed to all of these modern conveniences. I mean, you're in a completely different country than I am, and yet we're talking just as if we were sitting next to each other, and we forget how fortunate we are.
Yeah, that's pretty amazing. And exactly, like so many things have to work perfectly so that you and I can have this conversation, like the internet, the laptops, and the microphones, the service that we're using. Everything has to go perfectly in order for this to happen. And I think that's amazing that it does, and that thankfully we also have great quality right now. So I am grateful for that. And yeah, since we're nearing the end of our time together, I wanted to ask you, who are the people in your life that you're grateful for?
I would say first and foremost is my partner and beautiful wife. She's truly my rock and my pillow. Secondly is the people who work in our portfolio. They're absolutely amazing. They're dedicated and driven and passionate and purposeful. And I think the last I would say are the mentors along the way who've mentored me and supported me, and the coaches and the guides, everyone from my grandfather to Wayne Dyer and Yana Van Zandt. You know, they've just been such an influence in my life. And then lastly, I'm grateful for all of the entrepreneurs such as yourself and Justin who founded Gratitude 365, that you're allowing your creativity and your ideas to make the world better. And I think that's what entrepreneurs are really driven to do.
Thank you so much. Yeah, I believe that as well. And I'm really happy that we got to connect, and I'm really happy that we are so similar, and we like you're a living proof of some of the things that I feel that and that I live myself, and you've managed to articulate them beautifully, and I'm really grateful for that. So in the end of our interview, let our audience know where they can find you, where they can get in touch with you.
Yeah, so succeedonpurpose.com, that was our first business. And most of my work is up there. From, we have free training programs, how do you start a purposeful business? We have a free program for that. How do you find your purpose? We've got free quizzes for how do you figure out whether or not you're an entrepreneur. So there's some really cool, our blog is on there. And so there's all sorts of really cool free tools on that website. And then I would say also you can check out our entire portfolio of companies at shareonpurpose.com. But the bulk of my work is on succeedonpurpose.com.
Beautiful, beautiful. Thank you so much for being here with us and for sharing so much wisdom and so much joy, passion, and gratitude. Thank you.
Thank you, Jordan.
Hey, Gratitude Seeker. Thank you so much for taking the time to listen to this interview. I really appreciate it. And if you could think of one person that would also benefit from it, share it with them. It might actually be the inspiration that they need to make their day or maybe even their life much better. Thank you so much once again. This has been Georgian Benta. Don't forget to keep seeking and spreading gratitude.